white speech convention.
Fuck yeah.
Do not call this number unless you wrote it for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball,
motherfucker. Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker. Following me, that's what happened.
Shut up.
Fuck. I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's the...
The gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, fuck.
Shut up.
All right?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon. Green. Soft, bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fuck your mother. What happened?
I'll fucking kill your ass, bitch. You understand me? Don't you call this motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man. Bring your punk ass here, nigga. Bring your punk ass here.
Is that a trailer?
Please. So I can beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth that the trailer.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Call.
Hey, what happened? Fuck you.
No, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Fuck me. Shut up.
Fuck you.
You don't call me
fuck
a cunt.
You.
You don't call
fuck
me a
you.
Cunt. Don't call me a cunt.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, cunt.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
Not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick. Cunt,
fucking
piece of shit. Shut up. I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up. I do love
this country.
Shut up.
Shut up. Hi. You guys might know me. My name is Dwight. And I do prank calls. Oh, shit. Oh, you know me then. Oh, fuck. I didn't anticipate this type of fucking applause. Like, you guys are really on your game. Oh, man, I feel so good to be here. Oh, shit. Oh, we got the
98.6.
Oh, man, it's crazy. Crazy. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Oh, hi. We're here to do a show. Give me just a moment here, and I'm gonna bring some very valued customers on the line. Don't tell them, but I ripped up all their coupons. Okay. Hey there, Skype customers. How are you? I'm glad that you held.
Are you done jerking off over there with all the sounds and the clapping and the people?
Mm, yeah.
You could hear that. I had you on hold. I had you on hold.
No. Hold on. Let me put you on hold. How about that? How about I do that to you, huh? How about that?
I'll put you.
What if that happens? What if you end up over here? Let's do the hold music. Yeah.
Hold on the line. Just a few more seconds. We almost have a trace.
Okay, we have the trace. We're all done.
Oh, don't trace me. Don't trace me. Hey, listen. I'll make a deal. I'll make a deal. I'll turn state's evidence, and I'll give you RBCP.
My grandson knows all about computers, and he'll have you tracked in 2 minutes.
Make it go.
Oh, it's going. All right. So we're here. In the intro, you may have heard some funny little songs going on. Yeah, yeah. And new this week, we discovered by Axpa and spread around like wildfire is AI-generated songs. And he wrote a real fucking earworm with this one. I'm going to play it real good. I might play it again later on. There's only 31 people on the YouTube right now. But just give it, this is just a sample. Give it a listen to this. Seemed to have been a crash in the middle of the song.
There would seem to be a crash in the middle of the crash.
I'm not sure what happened there. I do see the stable fat chair has been fully funded, and we are 2 seconds into the show. I gotta figure out who did it though.
Who done it?
Yeah, who done did it? Mother, yeah.
Body of a horse and the face of a cat. God, then it's a little cross, a little cross, a little cross, a little cross, motherfucker you,
motherfucker you,
motherfucker you.
Oh no, not again. What's that started again?
No.
I wrote the lyrics myself too. That wasn't AI generated, just the music was. So that
yeah.
was the fun
oh,
part.
Wow. That's pretty good, right?
That's yeah, not the, bad, right?
Yeah, it's, I think
a
it's pretty
good. Graduation on writing a banger.
Yeah. It took me 4 tries. That was number 4. So that's not too bad.
Yeah, I think it was pretty goddamn exceptional, actually. It's a hell of an earworm. And guess what? We're probably gonna play that motherfucker. Oh shit. Oh yeah. We're probably going to play, I should just put that as the fucking, throne alert. Oh my God, we would be fucking tortured through the whole fucking night, I bet. That's not even,
Wait. But I can give you the short 12-second version that you just, you know, it just has the main Carlito crawl, and then that could be the sounder.
Okay, all right. Oh yeah, hang on, let me do the test on that, make sure that that took, and test. But the fuck are you? All right, so that's set. We can close that window out. So now, when there's donations and contributions to the throne, that's gonna play down the motherfucking line. All right. So let's get the show started, and then we'll come back to that. Like I said, we'll do it for donations and contributions. I'm gonna do it at $5, so we're not gonna stop it for like a dollar donation like every time. That'll get a bit ridiculous, and it'll chew up all my fucking credit over on the thing. So we'll do $5 donations. I'm not gonna be a whore and just be like, hey, go ahead and take my hole for a dollar. You know, we're not doing that. I'm like Pretty Woman over here, like it's $7,000 for the week, type shit. You know, that's how Julia Roberts did it. Like, she knew her worth. Ba ba ba. And I hear my phone go off in the other room. Why did it go off though? That is a question. Why did it go off? Oh, there's a $5 from Colin. Yo, Dwight, can we get a funky What Happened song? Keep up the good work. You know what? Hang on a second. Let's go ahead and let's jump over and we're going to do the song real quick. Funky song about a man named Dwight who just calls random people on the phone to ask what happened. Any suggestions from anybody? Can we get some suggestions? How should this go? So we need a funky song about a man named Dwight who's going to end up calling and asking what happened. But what else?
He identifies himself as a criminal.
Who identifies as a criminal. Calls random strangers to ask what happened.
What happened tonight?
Well, we never say tonight. We just say what happened. What happened, motherfucker, you.
Criminals my game. Yeah. I'm always up to no good. That's how I roll. I call up strangers just to hear them say, what happened, motherfucker? It's my favorite show.
Oh shit, we just dropped some there.
Voice so smooth. Keep them guessing with every single call. You never know what's coming. They're in for a surprise. What happened, motherfucker? They say feeling tall.
We had Dr. Emmett Brown. He came through with one for $5. So we need another suggestion for a song. Mad Hatter says a collect call to a tow truck company from Do Right wanting to know what happened to his blue Honda Civic. What type of song should that be? Anybody? What type of music genre? What, it should be
it
what?
Should be like sad music, like the world's saddest violin.
Didaco.
How do you spell Didaco?
Didaco. Z-Y-D-E-C-O.
Hey, Mr. Tow Truck.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
so,
Mr. Tow Truck.
So here's... Mr. Tow Truck. This is Lively Zydeco. Music. Zydeco song about a collect call to a tow truck company from Do Right wanting to know what happened to his blue Honda Civic. Here we go.
Hey, Mr. Tow Truck Man, answer your phone. I got a story to tell, gonna make you moan, yeah.
Whoa. Why are we making the tow truck guy moan? Whoa, this has gone all wrong already.
Riding down the road on a Saturday night in my blue Honda Civic, feeling so right. But then out of nowhere happened something strange. I hit a pothole so deep. Ooh. It felt like the mountain range. Now my ride's all messed up. Don't know what to do. Need your help, tow truck man. Pull me through. What happened to Do Right's ride? Tell me, tow truck guy. What happened to Do Right's ride?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Tell me, tow truck guy, what happened to do right drive? Gotta fix it up, make it shine.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I'm calling about the Yamaha jet ski holes, the body holes. I identify as a jet ski, and I want to wear the skeleton of the jet ski, and I want to go float in water, and I want to attract sharks, and I want to pee on them. Okay, bye. All right. And let me go ahead and grab another number.
Is there something you'd like to tell us about, Dwight?
No. Why did you? Were you listening to that?
No.
You weren't listening to that. We're good.
Thank you for calling Budgeted in Anaheim. This one, Carlos. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm up here and I'm in my room and I'm trying to take a bath, but for, the water is too thick.
The water is too...
It's too thick.
The pressure or...
No, like it come out of the faucet fine and into the tub. But it, like when I get in, it's thick.
Hmm.
It's very viscous. It's really thick.
Oh, okay.
It's like they didn't put enough water in the water.
Okay. Can you let it run? Because this is new management and the rooms haven't been occupied for like 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Can you let it run for a little while? See if it helps it. If not, give me a call back.
Okay. Well, how long, like, should I flush the toilet too? Or like what? What should I do?
Yeah. Flush it and then let the water run for a little bit.
Okay. See, now the water's coming up. Like, it's too thick. It won't go down. And now, now it's all over the floor.
Okay.
It's like I'm stepping.
So go ahead and set it off, and I'll move you to another room.
It's like I'm stepping on jellyfish in here.
Okay, yeah, just come down, and I'll switch you to another room.
Oh, it's so gross.
What room number is it?
Hang on. Let me try to get out of this. It's very slick. Oh shit. Oh fuck.
What room number are you in?
Where's my phone? Hello? Jesus Christ, where's my phone? Hello?
Yeah, what room number are you in?
I don't know if you can hear me. It's not on speaker. Hello?
Yeah, just come to the front desk and we'll help you out, okay?
Hello? Are you there? I found the phone.
Yeah, just come to the front desk.
I'm going
to
flush myself down the toilet and come meet you. I'm on my way. Oh, this doesn't look like the lobby. Hey, where am I? Let's go ahead and click this. And I'm going to put another song on while I'm grabbing a number.
Listeners can listen to
it. Oh, yeah, here you go. Cat, I'll enjoy this one.
In a small town, there lived a cat on a farm where dreams were born. Finding solace
son
in
a
tractor's embrace.
I don't know why you're trying to fuck this tractor.
Yeah, I don't know either. Please help.
One day the Mad Hatter came to town with a tractor that would turn heads around. But the cat knew deep down in her heart that self-love was where she had to start.
It's true.
Two in the pink and one in the stink. The cat found herself learned to...
What's that?
What's going on?
Huh?
What's going on? You know the heart-shaped... You know the heart-shaped tub in my room? Uh-huh. My wife's fat ass. She fell in it and she cracked it.
What room you in?
I'm in the room with the hot, with the tub, with the heart-shaped tub.
What room?
I'm into, like, top floor, second floor, motherfucker, you.
Why you talk to me like that?
What, because you're acting like you're acting all dumb.
No.
Damn him. Hang on, I'm calling back. And while we're calling back, continuation of Cat Song.
To think the Mad Hatter and his tractor couldn't define her worth. She embraced self-love, the most important kind of mirth.
Get it, Cat.
Pink and one in the stink.
The cat found herself, learned to think. The Mad Hatter and his tractor couldn't define her worth. She embraced self-love, the most important kind of mirth.
And that takes me back to the time when Jen Stewart first learned about the bully ball grip, the two in the pink, one in the stink. Thought it was the best thing ever. He'd never heard of it.
Where's that?
Oh, that hotel shut down. Cat liked that song. Like, she had me, like, remix it several times. She put it as a ringtone. Like, it's
oh,
a banger. It's a banger. Grow More Butts says, Dwight, you don't look as fat. Yeah, that's because I've lost, like, 160 pounds, bro. Yeah, I would hope I don't look as fat after peeling off a whole human being. Oh, I'll play the, oh my God, this one while I'm getting another number to ring through.
We took a journey.
Oh, yeah.
Down to the glory hole.
Mm.
The truth is found and souls are whole.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Through the trials and tribulations, we became strong. Learning lessons, singing praises.
Knees wet.
Hallelujah, we found our grace in the glory, oh, we felt embrace through the struggle of spirits.
Good evening, thank you for calling Vegas.
Hi, I'm sorry, let me turn my 90s R&B off. I have a problem in the room.
What room number are you in?
I'm in 15.
What 15?
115, sorry.
I don't have nobody in 115. What motel are you calling?
I'm having the problem. The Big A Hotel.
Okay, Big A Hotel, there's nobody in 115.
Okay, well, I don't know what room they put me in, but listen, I made the glory hole and nobody's coming to visit.
Over a minute.
Hello?
Sorry?
Yeah, I drilled a hole in the wall and nobody's coming to visit it.
Sir, what room number are you in?
I don't know. Look it up, stupid monkey.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Hey, why are you yelling at me? I'm your guest.
I don't give a fuck about that.
Hey, I'm going to drill another hole.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Here we go. I'm drilling another hole because you're being an asshole.
Yeah, you can drill the fucking 1,000 hole, no problem.
Okay, I'm gonna get the bigger fucking tools out now, motherfucker, you.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
God, Mother Chode, son of a bitch.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Terry Maki Chute.
Fuck you, Tari Mano Bosro.
Nah, boss decay to you, asshole.
Fuck you, asshole.
Stupid little monkey. Put on a hat and dance.
Fuck
for
you,
me.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Nah, you come down here and you put your mouth on the glory hole I
yeah,
drilled.
You
yeah,
you fucking suck my dick, motherfucker.
Put your mouth on my penis.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
No, put your mouth on my penis.
You fucking asshole.
Listen, where's your sister?
There's
feathers flew abound all over the place.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
What a sweet guy that was.
Oh, my God.
Somebody's like, you can drill 1,000 holes. I don't.
He's maybe we call him back on the group line, and Ted speaks with him.
Yeah, we can do that. Sure. Why not?
Good evening. Thank you for calling Biga.
Hello.
Hold on for a second.
How are you? Yeah, I'm in my room right now, and there's a big problem. Oh. Stop playing.
I guess he's done. Let me make sure I'm not using the same number, because that might be the problem. Yeah, I was using the same number. Oops. Let me fix that. I had a feeling there might be that issue.
Thank you for calling, Biga.
Hi, I'd like to make a reservation.
Sorry?
I like to stay there. Hello?
You like to what?
I'd like to come there.
Sorry? Oh my
God, are you hard of hearing, Chutia? Is there something wrong with your hearing?
You know what? What do you want?
I want to make the sex with your sister.
Fuck you, motherfucker!
Hey!
Why do you go a little Hispanic there a little bit? He kind of threw an accent on for a second.
That was amazing. You know what?
I'll tell you.
What?
Oh my goodness.
Oh boy, we got a song generating called Broken Walls. It's an alternative grunge rock. And here we go. Oh, why isn't it
playing? Screaming at the front desk of the Big End Motel. A million holes in the walls, my mind is in a haze.
Hot Topic called. It did. What did they want? They want their song back?
Thank you for calling Best Western Orange Plaza.
Hi, I think there's something wrong with the water.
Meaning?
Well, when I went to take a bath in here, the water is too thick.
The water is too thick.
Yeah, it's almost like somebody took one of those flavorless gelatin packs and put it in the water supply or something. It's really thick. It's like viscous.
What room number are you in?
I'm in 215. Thank you for asking.
Mm-hmm. And you're calling from your cell?
Correct.
I'm not sure what to say. I mean, I could come take a look at it.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what can be done about it. I just thought I would notify somebody in case other people were having a problem too. I don't know if I would drink it though.
Why would anyone drink tub water?
Well, I'm not saying tub water. I'm assuming it's coming. It's coming out of the faucet too. Out of the sink faucet.
And it's Jell-O?
No. I'm. It's like that type of consistency. Like it's thick.
Calcium or something in the pipes. I don't know. I'll let the maintenance man come take a look at it tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Uh-huh.
What the hell was that? I didn't mean to kick him. I meant to mute him, but hang on. I got to get him back in here. Are you okay, Milkman?
Yes, I accidentally hit my unmute button. I'm very sorry.
You sound like you were grunge singing. Were you singing the last song?
I was keeping the beat going here and I accidentally unmuted.
Sounds like you went back to the grunge age, like you were in the garage and you're like, the band's back together. Let's go. Like you're the lead singer of Wild Stallions or something.
Yeah, I was practicing for a new song. Sorry.
I was like, oh my God, it scared me. I got heart palpitations now.
I didn't mean to bump the call. Man, I hit the wrong unmute button. I had on different.
Yeah. Oh my God! I'm so scared. I'm scared. I thought that I was being possessed. I thought I was in Poltergeist. Scary. Oh, you already cut that guy up, huh?
Fuck you, Tari Manobusro.
Oh yeah.
Fuck you, asshole.
What happened? People are like, what happened?
Hello.
Hi. I have a neighbor over here. He's oh shit, this isn't gonna work. Wait a minute. Damn. He's over here and he's cussing. He called me a Terry Makichute. He said it very angrily. I don't know what that means, but he said it angry and he looked me in the eye when he said it, and I don't know what his problem is.
You here coming?
Yeah, I'm here.
Which room?
I'm in 115, I'm sorry.
115?
Yeah, 115.
No, I have 115 room, no, I have.
Okay, it's close to that. What one you have?
No, here no people any.
Why not? What happened?
I have room. You come.
Yeah, no, I'm here. I'm already here.
Which room?
15. There's a 5 in it?
But I have no here people.
Yeah, 5.
No 5.
5. You understand?
I have 105 room, but right now, no. The room is empty.
5. That's the room I'm in. 5. Are you going to handle the neighbor? What's going on here? 5.
No.
Okay, what do I do? Sorry. What do I do? I need a refund then. 5. I need a refund. 5.
Who 5?
5, you. Listen, go 5 yourself. 5. I don't know why I found that funny, but I did. Just keeps shouting 5 at him. Give me a second here.
Thank you for calling Lemon Tree Hotel. Can I put you on a brief hold?
If you want the room to get even more broken, I suppose.
It's not going to take very long. I'm just with another guest.
Wait, hang on just a second. How long is it going to take? Because this is happening quick.
Why? What is going on? Go
ahead and put me on hold. I'll hold. Hang on, let me turn off my music. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I don't remember if I told you what the problem was or not. Where did we leave off?
I asked to put you on a hold, and you said if you go ahead, if you don't want to be, or if you want the room more broken. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's broken.
Okay, explain to me how.
The mirror that used to be in here?
Uh-huh.
Not anymore.
And why is that?
You know how glass is made, right? Like it's just compressed sand and it's reverted to its natural form.
Yeah, we can go tits and tat on science all we want, but only the window or the mirror would get broken if there was force.
Well, no, actually, it takes time. It needs a furnace. Then I can fix it. I need heat is what I'm asking. Do you have a heat source?
Not that I'm aware of. I'll send my houseman to come by the room and take.
Do you have
a
kiln down there? I could totally fix it.
No, we don't have a blacksmith kilt either.
Well, I went to DeVry University and I learned how to fix anything with a plug.
Ah.
Including your hair.
In my hair. I'm bald. But anyway, what room are you in?
215.
Okay, I'll have my houseman come by.
No, I don't need him now. I'm just asking. I'm trying to go through my options. I need to know, like, how long do I have to repair this? Is it just till the end of my stay?
Well, I want my houseman to deduce the damage, so I give him a call. He's going to go up to the room, let me know what's going on.
Not tonight. I'm sleepy. No, I'm sleepy tonight. I'm sleepy. Jack Daniels does that to me. Not tonight.
Okay.
I have a headache.
Okay. Well, the option is that if we cannot go take a look at the damage, we will have to charge you for it.
Hang on. Turn the TV on. The TV's still working fine, though.
Okay.
Like, that's not fine. I'm watching CNN.
Oh, yeah.
It's informative. Do you know that a big fucking, like a big boat just hit a bridge like a few days back?
Oh, fuck.
No, but, I do have to end this phone call. I have another guest at the front desk.
Yeah. Hang on. My TV's too loud now. How do I turn it down? Hello? Yeah. How do I turn it down?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh.
Fuck.
Hello?
Oh. Fucking yeah. Oh.
Why you leave? All right, let's. I'm gonna play some of these songs. I'm gonna let them roll while I do the Patreon. All right, here are your Patreons for the month of April. There are 66 of you. We have Alexander Kronk, Beep Beep Ama Yeep, Benjamin, Big Boy Fart 666, Brad Claus, Brad Richardson, Brendan, Brown Magic, Carl Alexander, Carlos Trins, CPBJ, Crispy 808, Christopher Johnson, Derek Bentley, Dragonmere, Eric Wright, ESSL01, Flora Tainlanya. I fucked that up. All right. Where was I? Ah, yes. George Wadsworth, Glenn Fielding, Gold Rust, Greg the Flying Pollock, Grunts, Honey Baby 23, Hamilton Water Baby, Hi Fang, Hobo Lobo, I'll Fix Your Pipes, Jarvis, Jeremy Eisen, John T. Fisherman, JT, Just Work Man, Carter Pillar, Lil Uzi Vert, Liz B, Lonesome, Luis, I'm not going to fuck your name up, I'm just going to stop, Mad Hatter, Maggie, Max Power, Milkbox, Milkman Ruined Shows, Mr. Pickles, Mystery Science Theater 3 Clay, Nexona, NJ John, Parkman, Phone Loses of America, Radical, Ring Ring, Royce, Ryan Scheffler, Snappa Lappa Ding Dong, Sonam, Sparky, Steve Blinch, the Prime Minister of Australia, The Sign Guy, Travis Bickle, Vandershire, Vetus Vetus, Wasted Memory, Wheels on Meals, Xander Fett, Experts, and You Bastard Fuck. And those are your 66 Patreons, including the number one Patreon, Expa, who just puts this up your ass. Just put this whole song right up your ass. These songs would not exist if it wasn't for Expa putting it right up your ass. You know what I'm saying? Good. Yeah, look at that. You're going to be all in your ears. Tonight you're going to sleep singing to this song.
Traffic Zone, and this is Kim. How may I help you?
Hi. Yeah, I got a complaint about somebody in the room next to me playing really loud music.
What room number?
I'm in 215. I think they're in 217. Like, listen to this. Like, let me get over by this wall. It's by the wall by my bed. Listen to this. They're just they're like loud music.
Nobody's in 215.
Yeah, they're in 215. I'm in 217.
What's your name?
My name is Dwight.
Like, you are, nobody's in 217.
Hang on. I'm going to pound on this wall real quick and see if I get them to shut the fuck up. I'm going to, hang on, sir. I'm going to yell at them. They stopped.
Okay, what room number are you in? Can you tell me so I can request them to keep it quiet, you know?
Well, I'm in 219.
Oh, 219, like Rocio Alvarez, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure what you just said, but yeah, sounds about right.
No, what room number? Tell me the room number so I can refer to the next to the door.
I'm in 219.
Okay, all right. I'll just talk with the 218, okay?
Well, they're not across the hall, motherfucker. You, I think they're next door.
All right.
Hello, asshole. Are you paying attention or not?
Yeah. Hey, sir, I'm just telling you. Let me just call them, okay?
No, transfer me to them. I'll talk to them.
I can't.
Why not?
Call the cops then, okay?
Let me talk to your mother, you disrespectful.
Hey,
monkey.
I'm trying to help you, okay? I'm trying to help you.
Hey, are you going to call me back then? Because I'm a scared.
Don't scream on me, okay?
No, you got to call me back because I'm a scared, you stupid monkey, you.
Hey, don't tell me. What you going to do, man?
Hey, Terry Makichu, you call me back. I'm scared.
Hey, I'm the owner of the hotel. I can't leave you there right now, okay?
You are a mother chode.
Terry
Makichu.
Come at the office right now.
Why? Why?
Come at the office right now. You and I have called the cops, okay?
You call your fingers back from your asshole. They're being recalled.
Okay, I will do in your ass, okay? I'll do in your ass.
No. You have sex with me with a condom.
Hey, listen me.
You have sex with me now.
I'll get out from my hotel right now.
Have sex with me right now or you're... No, shut up. Have sex with me right now or I get a refund. You have sex with me or refund.
Motherfucker.
Hey, come fuck me.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about the pines, the pine trees. They're looking for Bob.
Yeah? You in Billings?
Yeah, I sure am. Are they still available?
Yeah. Yeah, are you going to cut them down or are you going to take them out with a spade?
I figured I'd burn them down. Hello.
What? Yeah.
Like at the trunk, like that way it'll weaken the roots. That way I can get them out quicker. I want to try to pull them down. I got one of these bobcats, like one of the small ones. And I figured I could just pull it out that way.
Just pull the trees out for firewood or what?
Well, yeah, hang on now. What the hell is that? Hello.
Yeah.
A couple of them I'd like to replant if I could, but how many are we talking about? How many you got?
A lot.
A lot? Like if you had a guesstimate.
Oh, I'd have to go up there and look. I'm out of town right this minute, but I'm trying to clear it for my son-in-law for a building lot.
Oh, what are they going to build on it?
I don't know. What difference does it make?
Well, I need to know like the best removal. Like, are you going to get some of the trunks like ground down afterwards, or like you want them fully removed? You want all the roots gone?
That's why I'm asking you how you're going to take them out. You're going to take them out with a spade, or are you just going to
Well, that's
you gotta cut them.
Well, I mean, I don't think we're allowed to call African Americans that anymore. It's not the 1950s.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, you're using some vernacular that's just, it's outdated. It's not quite PC anymore. I mean, I'll have some help.
What are you talking about? Don't you know what a tree spade is?
No, well, you can't keep saying that. I mean, you're going to get both of us
a
in trouble.
Spade, it's
you can't
a piece
keep saying
machinery.
That. You can't keep saying that.
Shut up. Fuck off.
Hey. I mean, maybe we're just misunderstanding one another. I don't understand what you're getting worked up about. I mean, I voted for Biden.
Punjabi Sindhu.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Can I make an order?
Do you want to order?
Yeah, please.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a question, because I've never had Indian before. So if I took you out on a date, me being the first time Indian guy, what would you recommend that I order for us?
For, you like chicken or vegetables?
I love chicken and vegetables, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Lamb?
I never had lamb before.
No? Okay. So we have a chicken tikka masala, butter chicken.
Ooh, butter chicken. Oh, that's,
yeah, butter chicken, veggie, mushroom masala,
oh
and in lamb.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let me try the butter chicken.
Okay, butter chicken and?
Can I try
you
the lamb?
You want to eat here or you want to go?
Oh, well, I think it would be more appropriate if you came over to my house.
So drop it?
Yeah. Can I get one queef masala?
I don't have a queef masala.
No queef masala?
Chicken tikka masala.
Do you have vagine mushroom?
No, sir. No.
Okay. Can I get the butter chicken then? Damn. I was going to ask her to fart on my food afterward. Hang on. Let me call her back. I don't want her to fart on my food. Okay, so because of Icarus, now I'm just going to be an asshole for the next hour and 10 minutes. We're just going to be motherfuckers, all right? So that's what we're going to do. Here we go.
Hi, Sherlock, can I help you?
Hi, can I make an order, please?
Okay.
All right, tell me when I can go. My phone number is 657.
657?
Uh-huh, 445.
4?
Yes, 445.
445.
1121.
1121.
Yes.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Dwight.
What spelling?
D-W-I-G-H-T.
D-W-I.
Yes, very good. Yeah, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
No. What's your name? T-W-I spelling?
D-W-I-G-H-T. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yep.
Tweed, your name?
Yep.
Okay, what's your order?
Chicken tikka masala.
Chicken tikka masala, spicy or regular medium?
Medium,
okay.
And I would like to add, can I get 3 ounces of beard shavings from your sister?
What's that?
3 ounces of beard shavings from your sister onto the food.
Beard,
like your sister's mustache. I want to have it shaved onto my food.
Oh, let me 1 second. Talk to you.
Okay.
Hello, you're not audible to me. Could you please repeat everything?
Yes, 1 chicken tikka masala, medium spice.
Let me take the order. Okay, tikka masala, medium.
Yeah. And then, do you have any teri makabul?
What's that?
Teri makabul. You have any?
No, there is nothing called teri makabul.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just go ahead and take the chicken tikka masala then. And then can you...
Okay, do you want some naan bread with it?
No, that's okay. I'm trying to cut down on the carbs. Could you also have you, have your sister or your mother fart on my food before you bring it?
What's that?
I need your sister or your mother to fart on my food. I want it to smell better.
So, do you want this call to divert to the police office? Like you're calling like that?
You why? Like that? Are you serving my food to the police? Why would you do that?
Because you're talking shit.
No, I didn't talk shit, Marochod, okay? Not yet, anyway. Get ready for just angry Dwight. Like, that's all we're gonna do now. We're not even gonna do like clever calls. This is low fruit.
That other guy back.
I don't even know. I don't even have his number anymore. I mean, we can call him whenever.
I have it. It's sitting in front of me.
Oh yeah, go ahead. Let's dial that motherfucker. Okay.
Oh okay.
I'm and angry. This was song. Clever. No, this was clever
here,
shit
calling.
That we were
I'm
doing. Yeah. No, we're doing clever here. Shit, and people just gotta come in and fucking ruin it.
It's okay.
No, it's not okay.
Okay.
About 2 seconds, we're just clicking some shit.
I'm gonna write a lullaby for you. It's gonna be
no.
good. Yeah, I have to say I'm the.
Thank you for calling.
Hello. Hi. Hello. Oh God. Yeah. Thank God you answered. Listen, there's this guy that's been pounding on my wall for the last hour. He's saying I'm playing some loud music or some shit, but it ain't me.
What room number are you staying in?
Oh, I'm in,
what
yeah, I'm
the
in 218. I'm in 218.
What location are you staying in?
Oh, I'm here. I'm here. I was sleeping. I just woke up, but he's been pounding.
No, what location? Tell me the location, you know?
Location? Man, I'm tired.
Just give me the location.
Hey,
where
turn
you staying?
Turn that music down, motherfucker.
He's somehow in my room now. What?
I know, but what location are you staying in? That's why I'm asking you. That's why I'm just let me know, please.
Oh, give me a second. I just woke up here, man. Just give me a second, all right? Let me just collect myself. He's somehow in the room.
I'll let myself in. Listen, you turn that fucking music on one more again. Come here. Come here, you little motherfucker. Get out of here.
I don't have the music, motherfucker. The motel. Hello? Uh-oh.
Did you hear her block the number?
India Restaurant, Lahabra.
Hi.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Hi. I need to make an order.
Okay, sir. Ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
What do you want to order?
Well, it really depends. What does your sister like to eat?
Sorry?
What does your sister like to eat?
Like, everything is a la carte. Like, one... Well, one.
Yeah, but I'm asking, what does your sister like to eat?
Okay. Chicken karahi.
Okay, well, I need two orders of that then, because we're going to eat and then we're going to fuck.
Okay.
I'm gonna fuck your sister. I'm gonna fuck her. I'm gonna fuck her good after I put food in her mouth.
Okay, that's all?
Yeah, I'm gonna give her a real good chode.
Thank you.
I'm gonna... Well, you're welcome. Wow, I didn't think you were gonna be very pleasant about this, but I guess me and you...
Thanks.
All right, you know what? Everybody thank Icarus for this, and we're just all right. Everybody say thank you. Say bye.
तेरी मक्की चुते तेरी मक्की छोड़े बैंक लौटे गंदू
All right.
Thank you for calling the Solacraft at Santa Ana.
Where may I assist you?
In Express.
Yep.
Yeah. Somebody keeps. I don't know who did this, but there's two holes. Do you know about the two holes by the head of the bed, like in the wall?
Yeah.
Every time I lay down, I've been trying to lay down for the last hour, and every time I lay my head down on my pillow, somebody reaches through the two holes and plugs my ears with their fingers.
Over the board.
They reach in with their hands through the holes. There's two holes. Like there, you could probably fit two fingers through each hole. And every time I lay my head down, they reach through with their fingers and they plug my ears.
Okay, what's your room number?
I'm in 215, and they're creepy about it. They keep like caressing my earlobes.
What's the last name on the reservation?
Johnson.
And
tonight it's just Johnson. It isn't even Johnson tonight, just one N.
Okay, I don't have that person. I think you might have called the wrong number.
No, I didn't call the wrong number.
I mean, I mean, we don't have that person in that room, so.
Okay, well, can you look up and see what room I'm in? Because I don't know who they are.
What's your? You're in 215.
Yep.
Yes. I don't have that name though. Your name on that reservation.
Okay. Well, the church did the reservation.
Church? We don't have a church group
can
here.
Can you try looking under Church of the Machine?
We don't have that kind of group here.
Well, they're the ones that did the reservation. Can you look under Jason David Frank? He's with the Church of the Machine. He did the reservation for me. He's the pastor for the Machine Christ Church. We're in town for the big eclipse convention.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna be sacrificing. We're gonna be sacrificing chickens in my room.
Sir, are you trying to prank?
No, not at all. Hang on, just a second. I gotta feed them. They're getting out of control here.
Okay.
There's little chicken. You gotta calm down. I'm on phone with man. Okay. But yeah, on Monday when the eclipse time comes down, we're gonna murder these little motherfuckers. They're going to be sacrificed to the Machine Christ.
Sir, why you are trying to tell me that? I mean, if you're trying to prank, it's not going to work. So
why is it? Wait a minute. First of all,
you're not verifying the room. So the person in that room is a totally different person. Are you calling to book a room, or you have a reservation, or
I have a room. I have a room.
I don't have you in the system, so you probably have. Then you have to come to the front desk, why are you not calling from the room?
Because I'm calling from my cell phone.
Okay.
Because my phone is more sophisticated than this thing with the... It has a cord. Ew. Gross. Ew.
Okay. So... Anyway, are you done? Or?
I mean, is that a serious question?
Yeah, I mean, you say you don't...
Why? No, wait a minute. Why are you talking to me like that? Did I offend you in some way? Am I not doing what you want me to do? Am I not dancing enough? Am I not dancing enough like a monkey for you? Do I not dance well enough for you? Do what you want?
How old are you, sir? Can you please be more respectful?
I'm 17.
Okay.
And I have my father's credit card, and I don't have his permission to book a hotel room, but I did it anyway.
Okay. Okay, sir, if there's anything...
Don't yell at me.
Help.
You sound like my dad now. Don't yell at me. That's why I left home with this credit card.
Okay, good. I mean, so what do you want me to do now?
No, he got mad at me because I was playing music. I was playing a lot of music. And he was like, oh, why don't you just play the music 30 minutes, you know, towards the beginning, and then people can arrive 30 minutes late. Like, what kind of resolution is that? Bullshit.
Okay, so... Sorry, if they...
Yeah,
if
no. Like I'm some glorified DJ? No. I'm going to school to be a mechanic. I'm going to school to be a
mechanic. Okay.
I don't understand. Like, don't tell me when to play music. I do what I want.
Okay.
You don't understand? I do what I want.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, I have to get going, so...
Why? No, wait a minute. I'm a guest here.
You're not a guest. I checked. It's not... So if you're a guest, you come to the front desk if there's help.
What? Why do I have to come to the desk? Why? Ew. Like, are you hitting on me? I told you I'm 17, right? Gross. Ew.
Okay, I'm going to transfer you to IT. One second.
To what? IT? Gross. Well, this looks like a ripe little hellhole. And by that, I mean, hi, cat.
Oh, fuck you.
What's the matter?
Motherfucker you.
Now, cat, we can't be doing that now. We can't do that now. We can't have fun with that.
San Clemente Inn, creating family traditions since 1955. You are being transferred to the operator.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
I have a problem. I'm in the hotel.
What?
I'm in the hotel, and I'm not supposed to be. I don't know how to get out.
Which hotel are you in?
I've been drinking. I'm in the Trade Winds Motel.
You're not in a Trade Wing?
Uh-huh.
Which room number?
I don't know. I've been drinking. There was a door that was open a little bit, so I walked over and I gave the handle a jiggle and a push with my shoulder, and then it let me in. I just wide in. I'm already in here.
Which room number?
I don't know which room number. I fell down in the room.
Which way you fall down?
On my fucking face.
Huh?
I fell down on my face. It went out.
Which room number are you going to fall down?
I don't know because I broke my glasses and I'm very upset about this. My toupee fell off.
Yeah, you lied to me. Nobody rent a room for you.
I didn't rent a room. I fell into the room. I didn't have a key.
Which room number you don't got the key?
I don't know. I fell into the door and into the room, and now I'm inside, and I might as well stay.
Which one is the room number you talking about?
I don't know which room number. You have to tell me. I fell down into the
room. I don't see you to run.
I fell down in the room.
Which room number are you in there?
I don't know, but I got to poop.
Which room number?
I got to sit down and poop. I got to sit down and poop. Tell me what room I'm in.
Which room number?
I'm pooping.
Which room number?
Which room number?
Which room number?
Yeah, which room number?
I don't know.
What? Hey, which room number? Hello? Hello? I'm pooping in the toilet. I'm in the toilet pooping.
We don't rent the room for you.
No, I didn't rent the room. I got drunk and I fell into the room. I'm not renting. Hello?
Somebody said I rent the room and I fall down and outside in a door.
Ma'am, I just sat down. I had doo-doo caca feces coming out of me. Can you come help wipe my rear end? Yeah, that did it. I figured it would.
Thank you for calling Best Western Pleasant Mother. See, this is everyone speaking. May I help you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
I'm all right. They were selling this Eclipse moonshine at the store.
Oh, they were? Okay.
And it works. Because I fell down and, like, something was partially blocking the light.
Oh, yeah?
And then I saw there's an alien spaceship, and it was blocking the sun.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Yeah. And then when I woke up, I had a black eye. I think an alien hit me.
An alien?
I'm pretty sure, because, like, it was a superhuman. I don't think a person could have did this to me. It was like a tentacle hit me in the face.
Oh my gosh. What room are you in right now?
I'm in the bathroom. I am trying to ice my eye. My balance is no good. I keep trying to run the water. I'm getting a little woozy again.
But what is your room number?
I dropped the phone again.
What is your room number?
Where's my phone? I dropped it again. I think the alien got me again. It's like the fifth time I've been probed in a month. I might as well just go ahead and touch myself.
Beach running and sweets, the DJ speaking. I may help you.
Hey DJ, play that song. Come on, man.
Oh, man, I haven't heard that in so long.
Yeah,
what's
going on?
Not much. How about you?
Oh, nothing, man. I'm listening to some System of a Down getting horny. What about you?
Heck yeah. I am working, but yeah.
Oh, shit, you're getting horny while you're at work? What?
Man, that's all you, dude. Oh. There's only one horny person on this phone call.
You know who this is, don't you? Shit.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't? Oh, okay. We'll continue. Oh, man, you're getting horny at work. It's Chris. It's Chris.
What's up, Chris?
What's going on, man?
What's cracking?
Fucking Jen told me to call and fuck with you, man.
Chris and Jen, who are you guys?
Oh, I'm Jen's cousin. Like she said that you guys were like seeing each other.
Jen.
The way you said that has me a little concerned.
Yeah, no, I'm in a relationship with another person that is not Jen.
Oh, this bitch. She's like, oh, I'll be in good fun. He'll love it. And like, she's like, oh, we'll have a good laugh. I'm gonna play dumb to bitch.
Yeah, I'm not recalling. I mean, I see so many people that come through here too. Not, you know, sexually, just like the amount of people I don't really remember everybody.
She said that your name was Donald Jr. She said that's what the DJ stood for.
Nope, I am Devin James.
Oh, bitch.
I think she might be talking about another DJ.
Does another DJ work here?
No.
Bitch. Oh, she set us both up good. Bitch.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
Oh, it's all right, man. I'm sorry I fuck with you at your job. Bitch.
No, you're all good, dude. Were you looking to book a room?
No, I mean, I was going to make up this elaborate story and then eventually get you to transfer me to 215, and then I was going to talk shit to him, you know? But it, bitch. any chance you could still send me to 215?
So let me take a look here. Hold on one second.
All right.
I don't know if she's, I don't think she's staying here anymore. So 215, I have somebody else.
No, that's her. I know she's in 215 because I was just up there earlier today.
I think you might have the wrong phone or room number.
No, I've literally been inside of the room with her. That's how I know she's there.
I promise you there's nobody in that room named Jen.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's because she used my mom's ID, I think.
I'm really sure it's not who you're thinking it is. They checked in today at 8 p.m.
Yep. I'm just calling for my cell phone. I just left.
Sure you have the right room number?
Yeah, I'm telling you 100% it's 215. 100%.
What was your name one more time?
Oh, it's Chris.
Chris.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to call the room first because I'm like 90% sure.
Okay.
This isn't.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to can I get your phone number real quick?
Yeah, yep. It's right there.
Wait, what was it?
It's right there. I just gave it to you.
It's right there?
Yeah, I just it's 308-888-8879. It's a lot of 8s.
879. Okay, cool. Give me a little bit. Let me call the room, and then I'll call you back, okay?
Okie dokie.
Okay, sounds good.
Cool.
Give me a sec.
Cool.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, man, he was a DJ, too. Damn, I had him that close to even though he knew I was fucking with him to get me to that room. Pretty fucking close. Mailman's like, yay, cat. Said nobody ever. Except maybe her husband, but he's a little biased.
Wow, how fucking rude.
I know, your husband needs some fucking manners.
Oh, jeez. That must be it.
That's what I'm saying. Kat, we're on the same page finally. Great.
Thank you for calling La Quinta Inn and Suites, Orange County.
I'm about to get up for the last.
That's not a valid.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What is it, 5?
Thank you for calling La Quinta.
It is. For the next 20 minutes, I'm just going to get up and go play the arcade machine.
La Quinta in front, is that going to help you?
Hi. Somebody keeps coming to my room, and when they knock on my door and I answer it, they keep showing me full frontal nudity.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What's the room number?
I'm in 215.
215.
Yep. And they're knocking on my door again. I hear them.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Let me go take a look at that. Let me just help this guy, and I'll go check.
Holy shit! They're in. No. They keep trying to show. No, don't show me your genitals. No. No. Yeah. My mouth.
Vagina pussy.
Oh.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for calling Motel 6 Irvine. Carol Ann speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Carol Ann, can you answer one question for me? What is the charge for this?
For what?
You hear all this glass I'm breaking? What's the charge for that?
Well, where are you?
I'm in my room.
What room?
That doesn't matter. What is the charge for this?
Well, what room are you in?
Well, I started in the bathroom, made my way out into the living quarters. TV came down right in front of the bed. What are the charges?
Okay, I need to see what room you're in, sir. What room are you in?
I don't need any company. I'm a married man. What are the charges? I'll list it for you. There was one mirror, one bathroom mirror, one television. Half the screen is cracked.
How many televisions are in your room?
I only had one. I had one in mine. But I'm going to tell you right now, the window for the outside, it's not looking good.
Okay, so you can't tell me what room you're in?
What do you mean? What room am I in? I don't understand. I'm in 215. Yeah. I'm in 215.
You're in 215?
Yeah. I mean, what is there, an echo in here? Typical woman.
Okay, and what was your name?
My name is Dwight, and I informed the person at the front that I was a criminal when I checked in, so you should have been expecting this.
Okay, sir. I'm hanging up.
Why?
Because you're pranking me.
No, I'm not. Do I need to go outside and piss in the hot tub to prove a point?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, that'll prove something, I guess. But I was in here. I got the two big-ass queen beds. I got the one TV that's on the wall right over the stupid glass fucking table. I don't know why you put a stupid glass table in here anyway.
We don't have a glass table.
Yes, you do. Right here. I have a double queen. You got the small-ass TV in here. That's what pissed me off the most. How am I supposed to watch the final four fucking basketball games on this little bitch-ass TV?
We don't have a glass table in our room.
There's a glass table here with two fucking chairs. They're like wood grain, but they're not wood. And you got the stupid shelf on the wall. Like, it's totally misplaced.
We don't have a glass table in our room.
Oh, okay. So I'm just sitting here making up shit about my room. Great.
Yeah, we don't have glass tables in
here. There
is
a glass table in here. And there's a mirror right over by the stupid desk area. They got that stupid little desk. It's like the little L-shaped shit.
Sir, we don't have a glass table in our room.
Are you stupid?
Yeah, have a good night.
Are you stupid? Answer the question. Are you a stupid? I'm looking at pictures describing every fucking room. So for her to go, no, if that's not a thing, it's a thing.
Do they have cuck chairs?
They do. Actually, I'll send you this picture. They absolutely have a fucking cuck chair sitting in there. What time is it? Are we done? 6 minutes? I could have sex like five times during that time. And just for Neon Cat donated $2.50. So that you guys could be tormented by this. So you deal with Neon Cat about that. Motherfucker, you.
Thank you for calling Red Roof Inn, Santa Ana.
Please hold.
What age? I don't know what age I'll get my first prostate exam. It hasn't happened yet.
Hi,
my proctologist is up here. I'm having my first prostate exam, but he seems to have run out of towels, clean towels. he's trying to express my anal glands. He says they're engorged. So he's making quite a mess up here. Yes, yes. What is the process of getting more towels?
I will need the room number, and he will need to come. Let me see.
Well, I'm in 215, and I can't come down to get them because I'm currently prolapsed.
Oh, okay, okay.
I got half of my inner rectum lips hanging out right now. And so, like, if I come out, if I try to come to the hallway, they're just going to drag and they're going to cause chafing.
Yeah. Do you think you could open the door at least?
Yeah. Could you set them outside of the door?
I can't put them on the floor because it's going to get dirty and you could get bacteria.
Yeah, because I don't know if it's from the bed, if I'm allergic to the bedding, but, like, I was rubbing my, I was scooting my ass across the floor like a little doggy. And then something bad happened, and like there's a floor stain now.
Uh-huh.
And like chafing and redness. And he said I should try to get somebody from the front to come help tuck it back inside of me. Like, do you know anyone that can to come tuck myself back inside of myself? Like, he needs a hand. He's got gloves.
What room are you in?
215. He's got gloves.
You think he could come down to the office?
He wants to remain anonymous because he's not what we call licensed. He's a street ass surgeon.
Okay, yeah, because he will have to come down to the office.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can't just like you come up, wash your hands. He's gonna put gloves on you when you come in, and you're gonna help tuck my rectum lips back inside of me.
Yeah, he will have to come down to the office.
No, you got to come up to the room, the operating room.
I'm sorry?
You got to come to the... We turned it into an operating room. I need help tucking the rectum lips back inside of me.
What room is this?
215.
215. Is this a joke?
No, it's not I wish it was a joke. At 23 years old, I never thought that I would have another man touching my rectum lips.
Yeah, because you're in a recorded line, sir.
That's fine. But, yeah. I mean, I don't want to get him in trouble. Like I said, he's still in school. He hasn't got his license yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he will have to come down to the office if he would like me to provide him the towels. So I can step on my office.
Well, but it's very important that you stay moist as well.
Yeah.
Because if not, you could end up in this situation too, and I would help you.
No,
because
I mean it's illegal stuff. So.
No, I mean I would help you.
I'm sorry.
If you needed a finger to tuck yourself back into yourself, like I would do that. But I'm just asking, could you help him? Help me? Could you be like?
Yeah, like I said, yeah. I could definitely provide him with the towels. He would just have to come down to the office.
Could you be my Jerry Maguire to my Cuba Gooding Jr.? Like, could you help me help you? Like that type of thing. Are you Puerto Rican?
No.
No? What is you is?
I'm sorry?
What is you is?
American.
Oh, do you know about quid pro quo?
No.
Clarice? Sorry. You don't know?
No.
Please, no. How long are your fingers?
Give me a second.
You're going to measure them?
Go ahead and put your code.
Listen, I need you to tuck three fingers inside of me.